Écrit comme 2006, épreuve d'oral d'anglais, texte numéro 1. The jails where time is money. Most people give little thought to the physical location of call centres. If the person at the other end of the line sounds a bit like yourself, well, they are probably in the same country, albeit in the poorer regions. If their speech is more accented, then maybe they are somewhere near Hyderabad. But what would be the reaction if it was known that the call was coming from the local jail? It is not beyond the realms of possibility. Perry Johnson, a Michigan-based training company, runs a successful business-to-business call centre. But it is not in India or Appalachia. It is in the ominously named Snake River Correction Institute in Oregon. Nor is it the only employer of inside labour. In the UK, a number of businesses use inmates to manufacture products, from light fittings to window frames to football nets. While in Germany, there is even a fashion label that uses the tailoring skills of the inmates at Berlin's Tegel prison, Europe's largest penitentiary. But why do it at all? For one thing, prison labour is relatively cheap. For another, it is useful if the company is in an area with negligible unemployment. Also, there is a social element. It is a good way for a business to get involved with the local community. But for some companies, and this is very much a sign of the times, prison is a patriotic alternative to outsourcing business overseas. A lot of companies want to keep jobs in the US and using correctional facilities is a way to do it, says Ronna Newton, a consultant who helped Perry Johnson set up the call centre. India is still cheaper than prison, but this is still a way to keep work here and provide a community service. Perry Johnson is not worried about what those on the receiving end of calls may think about its jailhouse call centre. If asked, people don't hide where they're calling from, says Ms. Newton. Indeed, she says that the company is very pleased with the performance of its in-house workforce, adding that the call centre had the pick of Snake River's inmates. 250 applied for 30 places. Berlin's Tegel jail has probably the most entrepreneurial approach to prison labour. Inmates can be found busily stitching a clothing range whose unique selling point is that it is made in jail. With more than 4,000 orders in the first month, the prison tailors simply could not keep up with demand. Like the others, Stephen Bowl, managing director of the company that employs Tegel's inmates, cites a mixture of the desire to do something good for the community, the low cost of labour, and uniquely here, the growing attraction of prison kit made by real prisoners. It would appear to be the case that the made-in-jail tag is more appealing to local consumers than made in China. Fin du texte numéro 1.